As Commissioner Kramer said in his opening comments, this is why we have them in the local areas in which the projects are going in, so that we hear firsthand. And as we indicated, I mean, speaking for me specifically, it is significant when we get testimony, especially from political subdivision officials on behalf of counties and other political subdivisions. It's something that the commission takes very seriously. And so we will be looking forward to follow-up that's submitted as part of the late filed exhibit, and look forward to moving from there and then being able to act on the application at some point in the future. Thank you.
Commissioner Kramer.
Thank you. I do want to thank everyone for being here, and especially the members of the public and public officials. One of the ironies that struck me is that we've had several hearings in Stanley and never had anybody there. And if we'd had this one in the last place we had the hearing in Stanley, you wouldn't have all fit because it's such a busy place. I mean, the courthouse in Stanley has just been swamped at times when we've been up there. And but it also illustrates, and I think today illustrates as much as anything, that the pace with which this is happening has been awkward for a lot of people. It's been awkward for cities, it's been awkward for counties, it's been awkward for companies, it's been awkward for us sometimes and for the state, and that oftentimes there aren't great political solutions. And I'm just grateful that you all made the trip here today to help us, maybe avoid a bigger problem down the road. Because a lot of problems haven't been avoided because of the urgency of the moment that we find ourselves in an industry that is very price risk adverse, I guess. And so we appreciate your making the trip. Thank you.
Commissioner Cook.
Thank you very much for your coming up here today. And I just kind of close my thoughts. Mark and I were having some discussion, but the whole thing is that we need more pipelines in the state, and it's all about risk and risk management. And when Enbridge testified about 700 plus trucks a day, if you will, potentially coming off the road, that's a huge safety improvement. And then we've got some other sides. There might be other things that we have to look at, but that's the whole thing. We really need to, in my opinion, continue to develop our infrastructure, but do it in a way that works the best we can. And there's never going to be a perfect solution, but trying to get to that best solution as we can with all the stakeholders so we can keep things moving. Because if we lose support from the public sector or the private sector, we're not going to continue to advance the state. And there's a reason that the state is one of only one now that actually has money in the bank, because we're doing it right in the state. But we need to keep cognizant of doing it right all the way through. So thank you very much for coming out, and I look forward to, as the other commissioners, getting this taken care of as soon as we can.
Subject to filing of late filed exhibits, the combined hearing of North Dakota Public Service Commission case numbers PU-10-612 and PU-10-613 is closed. Thank you.